Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got a new friend. Clara Villarosa is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Now, some of you, my friends who are listening on the radio in the Denver area, if you've ever been to a bookstore called Human Bookstore in Denver, then you, in fact, you probably, if you heard the name, you probably were way ahead of me. Clara is a person who opened that store. That was her store. Also, she had one in New York City. Those of you who are listening in New York City, maybe you've seen that store. She is a business owner. She's an entrepreneur. She is a business coach. She's an award-winning expert on business and entrepreneurship. She's the author, along with her lovely daughter, Alicia Villarosa, of the book Down to Business, The First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women. Clara, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Are you still in the bookstore business?
No, I retired.
You did?
A couple of years ago and decided to do something different.
Right.
And I started doing workshops for people who would come to me and say, how did you do this? How did you start these bookstores? Well, and so I developed a 10-step program on how I started the bookstore. And it really came from some kids who came to the bookstore, and I was doing a story hour. And the youngsters really liked my story reading,
mm-hmm.
but then the olders got bored, and they said, what can we do? And one said, how did you start this business? I said, I'm going to make this into a game.
Right.
I'm going to say, I want to open an African-American specialty bookstore. What do I need? Hand shot up. Money. Customers. And that's how
books.
I developed the
10
steps, and it morphed into a workshop that I started doing at banks because people would go to the bank and ask for money to start a business, and as the bank manager says, they were sort of clueless.
Mm-hmm.
So can you walk them through these steps to help them to qualify if they really need to get a bank loan?
Clara, I want to go back to when you first opened the store. Was it in the original format a bookstore for African Americans?
Yes, it was. It was an African American specialty bookstore
now,
in Denver,
now, folks,
Colorado.
We're talking about a niche here.
Yes, that's right. Because in Denver was the largest independent bookstore at that time in the 80s.
Right.
And it was before Barnes and Noble, and
mm-hmm.
it was the tattered cover. So I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have an African-American specialty store just like the tattered cover.
Hmm.
And not compete with that person,
right.
but go to a sort of a specialty market.
You filled a niche, and you were successful, and you actually opened a second one up in New York City. So what were you thinking? What was your motivation for starting your business originally? Was it out of the need for a job? Did you have an entrepreneurial desire? Okay, tell us the story.
I got fired. I was working at a bank, and I had reached what you call the glass ceiling,
mm-hmm.
and I was a very assertive kind of person.
Really?
Spoke my mind.
I can't imagine that, Clara.
Yes,
I don't see that at all, Clara.
Oh, really? I'm sure you don't. Well, they did. And it didn't sit well in the corporate environment in those days.
Yeah.
And so...
What year was that?
That was in early 80s.
Yeah.
And so once I was in that situation, well, actually what I did, I went back to them and I said, look, you can't fire me, but I'm going to leave because if you don't want me here, I don't want to be here. And then once I was not without a job, although I had a little severance, I decided with my boyfriend to open a business. And at first we were going to do a card shop. And then I said, no, we've got enough money. Let's do a bookstore. Both
mm-hmm.
of us are bibliophiles.
But you knew nothing about operating a bookstore.
Excuse me? No, nothing.
What made you think you could do that?
I don't know. Some little voice in the back of my head said that's something I could do. So I stepped out.
One of the answers is I didn't know I couldn't. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. That's what a lot
that's
of
right, right.
a lot of business owners
told me that I couldn't do it.
Right, right.
Well, they once I got involved in it, people said, "You want to do what?"
Mm-hmm.
'Cause my brother said, "Why do you want to do that?"
Did you feel any particular extra challenges because you were female?
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Because most, when you think about business, business is really generally run by men.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about who on Wall Street and who you look to for business advice, especially in the 80s, people
yeah.
were not thinking about women.
That was so another age, wasn't it?
That was before the women's movement, or right around that time.
Yeah.
And so for me to think that, one, I could do this, and I'm not just a female, I'm an African-American female.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I said, I want to start a business, this is what I wanted to do, people sort of looked at me with one eye shut
mm-hmm.
and said, well, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I believed that I could do it.
You believed in yourself, didn't you?
Right, because the one thing I did have was self-confidence and lots of chutzpah.
And a little bit of money.
And a little bit of money. And I was going out, and I was determined I was going to make it work. If you looked at me just like you did and said she had no experience, I didn't go to a bank and ask for money, because I worked at a bank, and I knew if I had come to me and asked for
mm-hmm.
money, I would not have given me any money. I was a poor risk.
Right. What mistakes did you make in the beginning?
I didn't do a business plan.
Yeah.
I didn't really look at my customer base. I wasn't very specific. What I wished I had was a book like this
mm-hmm.
where I could have looked at the steps and figured out a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I just jumped right in. I spent the money too fast
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have that much. And I wasn't as careful as I should have been, although I'm a sort of a cheap person. My children say that. So I'm frugal, but still, I didn't spend it the right way.
You didn't
way.
Spend it wisely, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And
but
so your perseverance, you had a little bit of capital, your perseverance, your...
And passion.
Your belief in yourself.
Passion.
And
passion,
all that.
Passion.
That helps.
Passion for the books.
Yeah.
I love my product, and
mm-hmm.
I love selling the product to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the kind of a person that would research. I would dig
right.
down.
Mm-hmm.
So if I didn't know something, I really tried to access the information.
And those are some of the keys, folks, that you still need today, especially today. Everything that Claire just told you, folks, man or woman, you need all those things that she just said if you're going to survive. Even regardless, if you've got lots of capital, which most of us don't, you still need that. The book is called Down to Business by Claire Villarosa. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And I found out a little too late.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Claire Villarosa is our guest, folks. She's the co-author, along with her lovely daughter, Alicia Villarosa, of the book Down to Business, The First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women. Claire, tell us where we can find the book and tell us how we can find you online.
Okay. The book can be found at any of your local bookstores, and I always stress go to your independent bookstores because
yep.
that's the business that I was in.
Right.
But you can also find it online at Amazon. And you can find it at major bookstores.
And your own website.
And I have a website, claravillarosa.com. Very simple. No frills.
Yeah, Claire Villarosa with two L's, and they can find out more about the book there, too, can't they?
You sure can. But let me just tell you something about this book and tell you why I wrote it. Because I wished I had something like this. But this book has three things that I think are so special. Because I researched to find out what kind of book would relate to me. Number one, it has excellent information. When I say down to business, I want to get you the drill down to the basic things that you need to do and make certain that the information is accessible. accessible to you and something that you can read and clearly understand. Number two, we all like stories and we all like to read about what other people have done.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are 20 women in here who started businesses, many of them small, some of them home-based, and those stories are of businesses that are very different from mine. I was in the retail book mm-hmm. business, and these can be a wine store, a bed and breakfast. One woman sells purses made in Cambodia right out of her home in her bedroom. And so these are 20 inspirational women. Number three, everybody says how difficult it is to do a business plan. I put exercises in each chapter.
Wow.
And if you do the work, the simple questions, answer my questions in the exercises, by the end of the book, you have a basic business plan.
She's right, folks. I've been through the book. It's a good one, and I recommend it to you. But Claire, let me ask you a question. Why do women need their own book on entrepreneurship?
Well, one of the things I found, when men write, it's hard to write in it for women.
Are you saying that men and women have... you're saying what I'm saying. I've been saying for a long time that men and women have a different dialect.
That's right.
They
and
do,
so
don't they?
You really have to relate to them in their own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes them feel that it's doable because it's in your voice by somebody that thinks and looks like you.
Sometimes I'll talk to my wife and I'll say something to her and she doesn't like it. I said, what did I say? She said, it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
That's right. And
I didn't. I can't win, Clara.
Well, no, yes, you can, because you can figure it out.
Well, but
and
but
you know when you step in it.
But seriously, women like to hear from women, don't they?
That's right, and then it makes them feel as though it's doable. That's why it was important for my daughter to work with me, because we had to ensure that the voice was very consistent and would
right.
be something that would be accessible and relate to women.
Let's talk about some of the things that women have to overcome to become an entrepreneur, to become a successful business owner, that men don't necessarily have to deal with. And one of those things that I've observed and that I've talked about with other women business experts like you is self-confidence.
Right.
What do you think about that?
When you think about how we raise boys, and we raise boys to be tough.
But they're already pretty programmed to be tough, though.
Boys?
On top of that.
Right. But women have to sometimes learn. We tend to think of our women as nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, yes, there's certain instances where it's good to nurture. But it's when you're in business, you're going to have to be tough. You're going to make some tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to please people all the time.
You're not going to be able to make everybody happy, are you?
You have employees.
Right.
And
yeah.
So it's and also to be aware of how you're coming across, because men really appreciate, if you're in business, that you're self-confident, you're knowledgeable,
mm-hmm.
you drill down, you understand what you're doing, because then they have confidence in you.
Do women internalize things more than men do? I know men, you know, things, you know, we're not made of stone, Clara. We feel
no,
things.
No, you're not.
We feel things, but I think we let things bounce off of us. But we let it bounce off of us more than women.
Right.
I think women are a little more like sponges when it comes to things. They internalize them a little more. What do you think?
We tend to absorb it. I see that in my daughters, and one of the things I wanted them to do was not to internalize things as much. And
yeah.
Don't let it, because as soon as somebody thinks they got you, they got you.
But it's something that men don't have to do, and that is women have to, as you say, try not to internalize things, but still be feminine. That's the high wire act.
Look like a woman and think like a man.
And heck like a man. is that asking too much of women?
No, it isn't. It really isn't, because you naturally want to be feminine. But sometimes you have to program yourself to think like a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Claire, I've enjoyed our visit. The book is called Down to Business, The First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women. Claire, well, there's some other things that I want to talk to you about that I think you can help a lot of folks with. Will you come back another day and talk to us about those things?
I would be delighted.
Well, I've enjoyed having you here. Let's do it again real soon.
please.
And tell Alicia, congratulations, your daughter.
I will do that. I will see her tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Clara. Clara Villarosa, ladies and gentlemen, with two L's. Put a .com on the end, and you can find her website. Her book, Down to Business, is available wherever books are sold. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.